I tell you, if you get a chance, please do check out Jeriah Lewis and the Perry team as they work with these gangs. I tell you what, Laney, the great Laney, and man, I tell you what, they have been doing some serious things on that basketball court this last several years. I'm looking pretty good, mighty good. Jeriah Lewis and the Perry team calling the games for you. So if you're not able to be there, turn on that radio and get it live through the broadcast waves. All right, what else can we do as we build family time? How about telling a story? And check this out now. You might want to take turns making up stories. Tonight, your turn. Next week, this time, your turn. And just whoever wants to, not a forced thing, whoever wants to. Somebody may say, no, I don't really want to make up a story. They may be intimidated about the idea of making up a story and telling it in such a way that people will be captivated, involved, engaged, and really listening, focusing intently. Yeah. Well, that's one way to do it. Another way to deal with the stories is to read them. Pick some good books that you all will enjoy and read them out loud. And as you read the books, do voices for all the characters. Get an idea of who all the characters are. Get in your own minds what you want these characters to sound like. And then, you know, hey, if they're asking a question, sound like you're asking a question. If they're angry, sound angry. You know, play their part. Read their part out as you read it. Play it out as you read it. Might be a great way, especially for some of the younger children, to develop a regular bedtime routine that will be interesting and hopefully help them start preparing for bed. I know a lot of you like music. Ever thought about making your own mixtape? Maybe somebody in there enjoys jazz. Somebody enjoys gospel. Somebody likes rock. Somebody likes symphonic music. I guarantee you, you can mix it all up. You just got to come up with the right songs and the right arrangements. It can probably work. And so you can end up putting everybody's favorite jams on one playlist. You can even download a free DJ app so that the kids can mash up favorite family songs. Use what you create to motivate your family to walk, to dance, to move. You can make a calming playlist with some mellow music. And you can use that maybe when you're doing some of your relaxation exercises. Mellow music matched up with relaxation exercises. That can be a great twist. Mellow music now for the relaxation part. Nothing that's going to be upbeat. It's got to be mellow. All right. How about experimenting with exercises? You can de-stress because, you know, again, we're talking fitness. We're talking bringing two things together at once, fitness and fun for the family. So one of the ways to de-stress is to move, move, move. So you're heading outside. You can put on some fun music, move those bodies. And in fact, like I was saying, you know, you may want to be considering that. Who says you only have to have one mixtape? Maybe you have various mixtapes for various purposes. One of which would be motivational music for exercise time. Motivational music for your movement time. Yeah, ready to work those bodies. You may make a goofy circuit training workout where each family member makes up an exercise. If you can't get outside, don't let the four walls stop you. Try jumping jacks in the living room, toe touches, crab walking. I tell you what, it is amazing what all we can do when we set our minds to it. How about this? Y'all heard me talk about this a little earlier. Now, really put your thinking caps on. Talked about this a little earlier. Doing something that will get the chemicals flowing so that we can get the healing going, get some relaxation going, de-stressing. Laughter. So, it really does help lower the stress hormones in the body. Laughter does. So have everyone share a funny story or their favorite joke. Make sure everyone's listening when it's one person's time to talk. One person's and that person has the floor and everybody else is focusing on that person who has the floor. It'll help your kids feel good when people pay attention. Everyone gets their moment in the spotlight. Make sure now, make sure that no one slights the youngest child. You know, people might decide, you know, by the time it comes around to the youngest child, even if it's just on a subconscious level, some of the older children might be thinking, oh, well, I don't really want to hear what so-and-so has to say. He's too young to say anything that will really be funny. Maybe, maybe not. One of the points, though, is remember, we're family building. We're building family throughout this process. This is family time, family bonding. That's what it's about. And so make sure that it's understood that we're all going to respect everyone. We're all going to look forward to participating. We're going to look forward to having everybody engaged in the process so that it's all about us coming together as family. We're not going to hurt each other's feelings. We're going to flat out refuse to hurt each other's feelings. No, we're going to do this together, make it fun for everyone. And besides that, how many of you have figured out that sometimes the child in the middle, or in some cases, even your youngest child, is the funniest? But let me tell you, humor can sure enough go around. So don't slight anyone. Your firstborn may be a comical genius. Just let happen what's going to happen. Encourage them to be them and do their thing. And you make sure that you're flowing right along with them. All of the people around us, they say, can they be that close? All right, so what are we going to do? We're going to be bonding as family members. Man, what a great way to develop that, create that, develop that, establish that, cultivate that environment where home becomes a fun, refreshing, relaxing place to be for everyone. All right, we can take hikes. Yeah, where we're literally just walking as family. We can play games indoors and outdoors. By the way, when it comes to the games, make sure that everyone picks a game and everyone plays. I mean, truly, truly, truly engages in the games that each person picks. And again, be sure not to slight the youngest child in the family. Make sure you ask that youngest child what that child wants to play. Listen, everyone, if it's necessary to come down a few levels, to be on the level where that child is, come down on that child's level. Won't hurt anything. Might bring back some pleasant memories. Play that game. You're asking the child to play the older games. All right, so family time, fun time, relaxation time, bonding time. Be creative. And this especially might have to do with art. And like I said, don't let my sagas discourage you. Do your thing. Get involved in the relaxation exercises, including deep breathing. What else? Who remembers what else we talked about? What else? There you go. Telling stories. That's right. And remember, each person gets to have their turn telling their story, captivating their families. We're going to make mixtapes. Some of the music is going to be for relaxation. Some of the music will be for moving the bodies. Speaking of moving the bodies, we'll also experiment with different types of exercises. And finally, it is also all about getting in a good laugh. When is the last time you got in a good laugh? I mean, you finished laughing and you literally, literally felt so good. Yeah, it really can do good like medicine. As long as we make sure that we're respecting, honoring everybody in the family, we will be letting some of life's best moments come through each one of us. Till next time.